Hi, and welcome to Webcams TV. I'm your host, Corey Fowler, and on my extreme left over there, the other host, Brady Gaster, and a special guest today. Mm-hmm. John Pop is joining us all the way from Florida, smelling a little bit like suntan lotion, not going to lie. And I'm pretty sure you're just on the soccer field.
Yes, it does look that way. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, hopefully you had a good game. But you're here to show us some really awesome stuff today, so thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Cool. So we're going to have a little bit of a spa party today. Hopefully people know what spa is, but if you're not aware, it's a single-page application. It's a kind of new paradigm in the web world where you have one page that rules them all and Ajax to bind them. So hopefully, hopefully you'll learn a lot today. I know the Windows Azure portal is a spa app, so it should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of spa apps out there that you're probably already familiar with, like Gmail or Facebook. Yeah. So, and honestly, the way I look at Windows 8 apps is they're spa-like.
Yep.
It's not necessarily spa, I mean, single is a bad word for it, but that's the term it's always had. It's not just a single page, it's the idea that your application makes less round trips. Mm-hmm. It's very immersive, that word we like here at Microsoft World. You know, you're
rich.
In that app. It's rich.
Rich and immersive.
It's rich and immersive, and it's super good.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's right there in the app for you, so you can immerse yourself into that, and it's really about the user experience. So what are the things you don't like about the web apps? Those wizard days when every time you press the button, it goes back to the server and it makes you wait for a couple days, you get a cup of coffee and it comes over.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot we can do in the client.
Yep.
The browsers are a lot more powerful now than they were 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what Spa tries to take advantage of is JavaScript, HTML, and CSS. Even if you're not using the most modern of browsers, you can still do a lot with those.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Makes sense. Cool. I've done just a few spa apps, and I know that I've used Web API pretty extensively in those, as well, mm-hmm. well as SignalR. I've done a lot of stuff with SignalR and spa apps. But something tells me that you have more goodness to show us than we probably encountered before. I'm looking at this project template here, and it kind of reminds me of a show that we had a few weeks ago with one of Corey's countrymen, Yacht, up in Vancouver, and he was talking about the custom MVC VSix templates that we've got.
Yep.
And something tells me that John has used those custom templates to build his own VSix.
I have. One of the most common things I get when building a spa mm-hmm. is people can get hung up on, well, where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
There are so many different JavaScript libraries and ways to write JavaScript
yep.
with different patterns. And it's the problem is there's many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are all are bad. Well, some of them are bad. But most of them are, there's multiple good ways to do it. So where do you kick off? So one of the ideas I had was, well, I have a preferred way.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I create a template, now that that's available with Visual Studio, that gives you a good starting point so you have all the MVC and ASP.NET goodness that we want to use
mm-hmm.
and the JavaScript stuff to get us off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So what I came up with was a spa, a template called Hot Towel Spa, because you don't want to go to the spa without one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a NuGet package, and it's a VSix template. And you can download that off of the Microsoft ASP.NET site, and we can show a link for that later. And once you do, just to save time, inside of Visual Studio, if you click on New Project, MVC 4 Web Application, you hit OK, you'll see down here in Hot Towel Single Page Application. And then if you click OK, just for the sake of time, I'll show you an already open one. Flip over here. What you'll end up with is something that installs a bunch of NuGet packages for you. And it gives you things like Web API, as you mentioned, Razor, MVC, gives you the web optimization for the bundling and minification on ASP.NET. But it also gives you client-side libraries that help you get off the ground running, things you need in an application. Forget what type of app you're building, but if you want an app, you're going to need navigation for menus and structure.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to be able to get data.
Yep.
You're going to need to be able to put in there manipulation for the DOM, because that's just a necessary thing you do
mm-hmm.
side of the web world. And if you want data binding, I happen to like Knockout as a library for that.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get this right out of the box, you just run, and immediately you have a running app. And the only things that you can change, frankly, is that you should change, is I put in a view called Home View,
mm-hmm.
put whatever you want there. I put one in called Details, put whatever you want there as well. But you notice you've got that navigation. What's actually happening is I'm not making any more round trips to the server. The spa means I'm staying on the client.
Mm-hmm.
The URL changes, and I've got a library built into there called Durandal, which actually intercepts the navigation in the address bar. It says,
cool.
Don't actually go to the server.
Yeah.
Find something on the top here in the client that's rerouting you to this other view.
Nice.
And I just toggle views and view models back and forth, and You get your little toast messages, and everything's good.
I think the toast messages are really nice, especially with a template. When you're first coming into it, you need to kind of discover what kind of functionality am I getting out of the box.
Right.
And seeing that kind of reminds you, hey, this is going out and changing a view, which is really nice to see.
Well, one of the hardest things that people have when they build an app is that blank slate syndrome. You own a Visual Studio, you got a blank designer, blank code base. How do I make the app look?
Yeah.
You know you're building an expense report, whatever. Could be anything. You know the functionality you want, but you got to figure out where is the menu going to go, where are the buttons, how do I get from page to page? And what this has built into it, and I'll jump over to, here, let's write an app real quick.
Sure.
Okay, it's done. So we built another app here called Code Camper Jumpstart. And what this one does, use that same template, Hot Towel, and it builds an app where you're at an event, and Scott Guthrie is going to speak. So what I've done is put all the stuff client-side, and I don't have to worry about my navigation. I can just flip back and forth because the framework and the template gives that to you. I can worry about what's the content that I need. I want to dive down to Scott's session, and I want to edit it. I want to change it from keynote to, let's see here, not hot. How about how to buy a red shirt?
Cool.
You know, and I come in here and I can save it. I've got canceling. Notice I got a dirty flag indicator. Oops. All right, canceled that one. I'll just change this again. I'm getting toast messages when I save. I'll go back to the main page and notice the title's changed here.
Cool.
Only round trips you make are the saves, obviously. But the idea is you get that structure in place. You have an app idea, you can build it, but you want a structure in place. That's where Hot Towel is a nice starting off point.
Nice. That's fantastic. You mentioned that your V6 pulls in MVC.
Yes.
What if I haven't kind of switched over to MVC yet? Can I use this if I'm a web forms developer, let's say?
Yeah, absolutely. So the V6 will pull down the MVC for you, because that's what it's built into.
Right.
You have to go into an MVC app first.
Right.
If you don't want to use MVC, you have two options. You can use that V6 and create it and then rip out the MVC parts, which may be kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But you could do it.
Uninstall package. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The second option is that you could go to NuGet, and there's two packages here in NuGet I've created. One called Hot Towel, which is what the V6 uses. And this is for MVC, and it's got a sister, and it's called Hot Towelette.
The younger sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Smurfette.
Cool.
I just released these yesterday, actually, so we're catching these on time.
Nice.
And Hot Towelette is the same package, except it does it for basic ASP.NET without the MVC.
Okay. Cool.
So everything's in there the same.
With it being in NuGet, that means you have all the dependencies kind of set up. So it's pulling in all the things that you need. So you said there's a lot of client-side references that you had. Yeah, there's tons of great stuff. Oh, and you're using Twitter Bootstrap. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, what's the hardest thing as a developer? Designing
design.
The site?
Yeah. Yeah. So. There's so many white screens I've sent off to designers.
And I mean, I'll be very honest. This is an opinionated view of how to start a spa template. There are many ways to go. But I tried to fight that for a long time. People were asking me, well, I don't want you to tell me there are 20 different ways I could do this. I want you to tell me what is the way I should start this.
Right.
And to be honest, this template is not for people who've built 20 spas. They already know how they want to do it.
Right.
This is for the person who's trying to get into it and says, I don't need to worry about the plumbing. Just get me started.
Actually, I have a talk coming up that I think I'll use this in, because it's going to be a web API focused talk. I'd love to just pull this down and say, if you just want to get started quickly and build your spa app using web API, I'll give you a little on that one. So
yeah,
that'll be good.
It's dead simple. And I will be eventually releasing a NuGet package, maybe a VSix, we'll see if people want it, for this app.
Okay.
The Code Camper apps, I'm running a course for Pluralsight on how to write a spa, and they've given me permission to put this app out there into NuGet.
Nice.
So I could pull it down. If people want to see it, this wouldn't really be a template.
Right.
So we have finished app. If you want to see a demo of how to write an app with this stuff, because this uses Web API extensively as well.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome.
So obviously there's a database sitting in the back end here.
Yes.
Okay. Who knows? You know, it's spa.
You
could be it could be you could be using some HTML5 local
storage.
Could be
mock data too.
Could be mock data. Yeah. If you were to go and do that, just a simple way of would you provide like SQL files, or are you a little bit more aligned with Entity Framework?
So you don't need Entity Framework for this, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
But
right.
I happen to like the stack.
Yep.
You know, I like Entity Framework, I like Web API. I like SQL. You don't have to use those, but they work better together.
Yep.
You know, there's always ties like that. In my template for Code Camper, I use SQL CE, I use Entity Framework, and I use Web API. And it, honestly, the biggest reason I use CE is because it's a file.
Yep. Cool.
There's no installation of blah, blah, blah.
Right.
There's a NuGet package to use it. There's a database file you can run.
Yep.
But if I run a real app, I would use, you know, MySQL, or I'd use SQL Server. Mm-hmm. I'd use a real database for it. SQL CE is great for demos, though.
Right, right. So I think what John's asking for is for you to use the comments feature, which is right down there, a review from last week, right down there. Use the comments feature and let John know whether or not you'd like to see the sample put out as a NuGet package.
Yes.
Because he's looking to you to vote, so we're going to give him a forum to get his votes in.
I know my plus one's going to be down there.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd love to see this. That'd be fantastic. Because I know that it's great to pull down the V6 or the NuGet package to just get started, but it's also nice to see this, to see kind of how you've used it and what your intentions were behind how it all works. Speaking of which, I was looking at your folder structure. I don't know if it was this or in the template. Are there any gotchas or things that people would need to know about in terms of your folder structure and where to put things? Is there conventions? I see you've got an app folder there.
Yeah, and by default, this is the hot towel. I pulled it into MVC app 19. That's what I'm up to. By default, everything for your client-side code is in this app folder.
Okay.
That's a structure that is by convention using Grandl.
Okay.
Grandl is a library that's kind of like an MV star client-side library.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stick it here, but it's just easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you put everything in there, and then Grandl's got its own things in there. You never go in that folder. I put things under services like a data service or a logger, any utility that you might use over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You get your views and view models, which generally you'll have the same named ones that can go back and forth. And then you've got the main, which is like a bootstrap.
Nice.
So that's the basic structure out of the box. And if we look inside, for example, one of the view models, how simple it can be, you define this up here at the top as being this view model. And then these are the public things that I'm exposing. So I can bind to the deactivate method, and I can bind to the title, which is how you're seeing the words detail view on the screen.
Okay.
And there's my internal code. And you can just flush this out with anything else that you have to do.
Cool.
And then your UI is pretty darn simple.
Just whatever you need to put in there.
Yeah, you put everything in there, and it's got a little bit of hard coding there for the values, and we can actually data bind that if we want to with knockout.
Nice. Is this knockout syntax that you have here, or is this Grandl syntax that you have here?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
So it's a good question. The Grandl syntax is, Grandl's a convention that when your view activates, your view model activates, it will call an activate method under most circumstances. So that's kind of your kickoff, like your load or...
So like with Owen, with configuration.
Yes.
Same kind of thing, yeah.
It's got an activate, a deactivate, it can activate, and it can deactivate.
Okay.
And the can deactivate is really essential for something like this scenario.
Can deactivate?
Candy.
Candy. Yeah.
Can
okay.
Just deactivate, okay. Not
oh,
candy.
Okay. I'll take some can deactivate. Sorry.
Like you can eat it.
Yeah.
For example, let's say I change Scott Guthrie here from change the world to destroy it afterwards. I can't type, destroy it. And then I hit the back button up here. Navigate away, cancel your changes. So I'm tapping into the can deactivate. Say, do you want to leave this session? And if I say no, it's going to cancel that navigation, never go to the server and leave me here.
Groovy.
And if I hit back and I say yes, it's going to cancel that.
And you fix your changes.
And everything died.
Yep.
Oh, there it is. It's refreshing.
Nice.
Cool. So as part of that, excuse me, I noticed like you you mentioned that you have kind of a dirty message on the screen. Is that handled by, I think it's called Grandl?
Actually, Breeze is doing that.
Breeze is doing that.
Oh, cool.
Okay, yes.
Cool.
So that leads us to the other side. So Grandl helps you with your navigation and finding out how do I take the view and the view model's logic and putting them on the screen and where to put it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It gives you all that composition, to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty straightforward of what it does. And it gives you the modals, too, for the little message box. What Breeze does is something that most people don't realize they need until they write an app.
Gotcha.
So you write an app, and you know you need data. But what happens if I need speaker information on the sessions page, on the speakers page, and on four other pages?
Mm-hmm.
It's very conceivable to think the same data is going to be needed in multiple views.
Nice.
Well, if you pull that data to the client and you just load it for a single view model, what happens if you change Scott's name here from Scott to Corey?
Yeah.
The other page is going to see that?
Hmm.
You want some kind of central repository in the client to say, I want to cache this data and share it across so it's observable right away?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Knockout alone isn't going to do that. You can build that yourself, which I've done, and it took me literally like 800 or 900 lines of code in JavaScript, or you can pull a library like Breeze in, and it will actually do that for you. So now all that stuff just synced up, and Breeze kind of ties into it. And what we have is I created this service. This is the CodeCamper app. I created a service called a data context, and in there I exposed a method called hasChanges. It's just a property that's set to false, and then Breeze has a method that I can, sorry, I always call it a method, it's an event. It's got an event that I can tie into. And Breeze, one thing you got to get used to with Breeze, they love their really crazy long names. So you call its manager, has changes changed. Hmm. So if you're changing the has changes changed while you're changing.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss novel.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
They love that. But it's very clear. It's has changes, has changed. You subscribe to it, and whenever it changes, we just tap in and change the value of our property.
Cool.
And then I bind to that has changes in the UI.
Yep.
All I do is set a little asterisk up there with visibility, and I enable or disable the buttons.
Nice.
So right in here, if I go back and type in here, and I tab out, notice the cancel and save will become enabled, and I'll get an asterisk over here.
Nice.
Cool.
So I was just checking all that, and that's, what, two lines of code?
Yeah.
Now, if I'm logged in to CodeCamper, and you're logged into CodeCamper, and I'm looking at the list of events, and you make a change.
Yes.
Will I see it on my end?
In this version, you won't.
Okay.
You'll have to hit F5, but that's where SignalR comes in.
Right, right.
That's where I would use SignalR to say something changed that's important.
Right.
Like the time of the session.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Or the room.
To refresh everybody now. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Scott Guthrie's no longer in room A, go to room B.
Right.
That's where SignalR, I would use in the back end, and have it notify the client, update, knockouts observable.
Nice.
And you'd know right away. And I'd probably put a toast up, because if I just changed where it was, you probably wouldn't notice it.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to say, because you have the toast notifications in there, it could even be like, pop up a message, coffee is served in the lobby.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Geeks and I do that a lot. I've seen people use Toaster, which is a library I wrote, to pop up messages for alerts.
Groovy.
Where it's like, hey, somebody needs to know something right away. This is it's a transient toast, where it just goes away on you, but you can make it stick around, too.
Cool. Nice. Is your project open source or closed source? Do you have it out on
Toaster?
No.
Hot Towel?
Yeah, Hot Towel.
They're both open source.
Cool.
I think they're both up in their GitHub. Let's go there real quick. There's Hot Towel.
Cool.
GitHub.com, John Papa, Hot Towel.
Nice.
So it just went live yesterday. It was private until then.
Cool. That's groovy, man. It's fantastic. I'm thinking I might want to dive in and add that notification stuff.
Yeah, that would be absolutely cool. Yeah. I mean, and the thing I keep trying to balance with this one is I'd love to show everybody how to do so much with this template,
right?
But I want to keep it at its core of this is a starting point.
Just dirt simple, yeah.
So, and then, that pulls up a good point is just include this as a Git submodule and the stuff that you want to do, and keep the projects completely separate.
You can do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have a whole library of people or things that people have contributed back into a project where they can just go and mix and match whatever they need.
Because let's be honest, the most frustrating thing in a template is you install the template, then you start ripping out 40 things.
Yeah.
So that's where I think maybe putting, if people are interested, the CodeCamper Jumpstart as a NuGet, say, all right, I don't need the template. I need to know how did he accomplish X, Y, Z.
Right.
I'm going to make this on GitHub available. Mm-hmm. Right now it's private. Once it's done, which should be March 5th or 6th, something like that.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I knew when my projects were going to finish.
Me too.
That'd be fantastic. Your time management skills must be, that's got to be the topic of the next show.
Being here this week is killing that, actually.
I bet.
I have to record, I think, 4 more modules of my videos. So I'm recording videos for Pluralsight.
Cool.
I have to record those, edit them, get them to them. They have to finish them.
Right.
And then produce them. And then I'm going to go live with GitHub and the NuGet package and
everything else.
That's
fantastic. Well, I have nothing else to ask. This is fantastic. I'm definitely going to go download it and give it a spin and probably work it into... what kind of a talk I'm going to be doing pretty soon.
I thought you were actually going to go out there and make the pun. I'm going to give it a spa.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
Don't go to a spa with that one. Hot towel. Yeah.
Don't go to a spa with that one. But I'm trying to think of the
That's
next...
That's a bad visual right there. It
is. But not as bad as the visual that you gave me earlier.
Let's not go there. Three words.
Yeah.
Full body spandex. That's all we're saying.
Yeah. Just watch Mads and Corey's Twitter conversation.
Yes, Twitter wars.
It's good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff.
Had me in stitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Had him in spandex.
Had me in spandex.
Excuse me.
That's hilarious.
You'll get me back next week.
Oh, my.
Yeah, most likely. So if you do go and add EF, this is really exciting because I do a lot of PHP development. I do, I'm a polyglot programmer, so I really quite enjoy doing a little bit of everything. But having EF and having this is something that would be there and available, like the CodeCamp or the codes. Yes, the Code Camp demo. Code Camper. It'd be something quite easily to spin up in Windows Azure websites and just be able to go and all the data would load up.
Well, yeah, especially that's actually where it's running.
That's where it's running.
And Mr. Fowler was the one who helped me get that running in Azure.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I used my instance to pop it up there. I've got my blog running there, thanks to you for some help on that.
Nice.
And pushing this up there was easy. Actually, I think I did a post on how to push this up there on my blog somewhere in here. Yes, publishing a web app to Windows Azure, right there.
Cool. Nice.
So it all worked out pretty good, and it was easy to do. That was a good thing. And Visual Studio makes it dead simple.
Thanks to Syed and his wonderful team of publishing experts. That's a wonderful time. It's good.
And I am far from an Azure expert, as you know. So getting this up there, if I can do it, you can do it.
It's good to know. It's good to know. Well, I have nothing else to add. Do you have any more questions?
No, I'm going to relax Feedback Fowler for the week.
It's good stuff.
Yep.
Note the date and time.
Mark this on the calendar.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
It's been nice to see you again.
I haven't seen you in a long time. This is fantastic. I have to download this and give it a spin and play with it a little bit. Give it a spa.
Give it a spa.
There we go again.
Give it a spa.
And don't forget, John's waiting for your vote. What do you think? 7 votes and you'll publish it? 8 votes?
Yeah, if we get enough interest in it, I'll bring it to Pluralsight and say, hey, can we make this thing a NuGet package?
Be good stuff.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you again next week.
Shit.
Sorry, I had to.